Good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m., and you're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, I have a couple of folks from UAS just across the bridge. Chris Washko is Student Services Manager at UAS, and David Feltz is Grants Manager. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Well, primarily, you wanted to come on today because the new semester is right around the corner, and there are many ways that UAS can help students who are interested in enrolling. How about we start by talking about that, Chris?
Absolutely. Well, as the fall comes around the corner, we just wanted to make sure that the community of Sitka remembered that we were there across the bridge to help them. Advising support, learning about financial aid and FAFSA applications, available programs throughout the state of Alaska university system, or if you're thinking of going to the lower 48, we can help with some of that placement testing, being a proctoring site and looking for what are generally, you know, gen eds and transfer requirements and such things like that. So it doesn't matter if you're planning to go to UAS or not, we are here with a full breadth of support services.
It can be an intimidating experience, and there's actually a real life person who will help you over at UAS navigate the whole process.
Several. You know.
Okay, well, that's great. And, you know, I just learned that there's an opportunity, if you haven't applied, to still apply, still be eligible for financial aid. What's that date?
August 19th. That's extended about 2 weeks beyond our normal application deadline.
Okay. And that's David Feltz. David, why don't you talk a little bit about the Title III grant activities? What's happening with that?
So the Sitka campus was fortunate enough to just be awarded a Department of Education Title III grant. Those grants are awarded to campuses that serve traditionally underserved populations. Our grant is to serve Alaska rural and Alaska native high need students. And it's about extending student services to distant students as much as we can possibly do.
So you're focusing on student support.
Yes.
And student services. What is that going to look like, do you think?
We have three new positions, and they have all started work. They are called personal education planners, and these are positions that support advisors by focusing on specific areas where they can give students more direct support. The three personal education planners each have a focus area. There's financial literacy, behavioral health support, and Alaska Native and rural student support.
So is UAS pretty excited about this grant, these opportunities?
Yeah. Yes, we
are. Okay, let's talk about it. Why are you so excited?
Well, we're pretty excited because we basically, we're looking to widen the breadth of student service support and to make all of that support a little more accessible to students who, you know, distant students especially, and local students who don't necessarily know to ask for it or to reach out for those types of issues. But, you know, it's a holistic bubble of student support, basically, including behavioral health counseling. So we're really trying to respond to what we learned were some of the needs and some of the things that students were interested in learning about, plus the outreach. I'll let David talk about that.
Yeah, the other really great thing we have built into this grant is rural outreach travel. So these personal education planners are going to be traveling to other rural communities around Southeast Alaska and beyond, and evaluating the situation on the ground for their students there. They're going to be meeting our students, talking to them about what works, what doesn't work, looking for innovative ways to get students together both online and in person and to improve the quality of their education experience all around.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and you had mentioned, Chris, local students as well, and there are some really interesting programs that help dial local students into UAS.
Yeah, well, aside from our basic focus on having some nice, robust local course offerings, we've got Clinkit, Ceramics, Math, English, and other gen eds, Humanities 120, CNA with new instructor Darcy Zeal, Northwest Coast Arts this semester with Terry Rothgar, Tommy Joseph, Nick and Dave Galanin, Welding, Psychology. There's Fish Tech continues to have nice hybridized courses. There's several options right here in Sitka. And sometimes we're really focusing on this hybrid thing where you can sit in the classroom with 3 to 4 local folks and connect synchronously with your people around the state who are also joining you in for class. So in addition to that, if there's anyone that's a recent, fairly recent, the last few years, Sitka High School, Pacific High School graduate, we have the Sitka Start program, and it's not too late to get into that to study at least 3/4 time. There's some really great financial benefits, kind of a local cohort of students moving through this with some travel and co-curricular things planned for that. And then we'll be at registration days at the high schools too, because dual credit, these courses with the financial benefit of having two-thirds of your tuition potentially paid for, is a great incentive. So we'd love to see our local high school students who are ready to start earning credits get on into classes.
High school students who would like to also take classes over at UIS, you can do it concurrently, and that's just part of your high school experience.
Yeah, absolutely. And if the funding's not available up front, they should come and talk to us. There might be some other avenues. For instance, thanks to our police chief, you can take law enforcement classes as a dual credit student, and 100% of your tuition would be covered. So there's some differences in there.
Okay. What else do we want to talk about? There are some job openings.
There are some job openings. So our new statewide University of Alaska job site is careers.alaska.edu, and we've got a few priority positions posted and some more possibly coming down the pipeline if they will watch the website and search by Sitka. Right now we're looking for an administrative assistant. The position's been upgraded. It works under the director, the campus director, and academic affairs as well. We're really looking for someone that might have some expertise in marketing, public relations, desktop publishing, that type of area. And then as well, we're looking for an instructional designer to work with faculty support, being innovative, helping with these hybridized and distance courses to keep them engaging for students and relevant.
Okay. And there's you also need a host for a German exchange student?
You know, we will for next year.
You
the student
year.
Has found a different placement. Unfortunately,
right.
This year we didn't quite secure one, and we want to do that as soon as we can. But we have lots of time now to secure one for next year. We are looking for next fall to have somebody that thinks they might be able to host a student from Germany.
Okay. Yes, David.
Oh, and David was a host with Sonia.
Actually, we were the host family for the German exchange student for this past year, and it was a really super experience. I would really recommend it. He was a great kid. It's a young professional program, so he's actually working as an IT professional in Germany already, but in that age range where they can still be part of a cultural and student exchange. And I would highly recommend someone give it a try if they're at all interested, or at least give us a call so we can talk through what it would entail.
So this is a regular exchange program between Germany and UAS?
Yes, it's called the Congress Bundestag Youth Exchange.
Wow, that's pretty exciting. How often has there been a German exchange student here?
Last year was our first year to do it, and he worked part-time in the university and then studied part-time.
They come on a J-1 visa, so their desire, the point of it is to study half-time relevant to their field that they've already been apprenticing in over in Germany, and then to actually have a paid internship where they're working half-time as well.
Okay, we are coming close to running out of time, so how about we revisit the most relevant information for students who are thinking about enrolling for this coming semester. What do they need to know, and how can you help them?
Give us a call if you are thinking about college anywhere, and we have a full array of support services, both what has been there and now our new Title III staff. That's 747-7717 is a great number to call. Sitka Start, still available with funding. Dual credit registration coming up at the high schools. And watch for those jobs. What was the last? Oh, program deadline extended to August 19th, which would allow people to potentially use their federal financial aid this fall.
Okay, great. Well, anything you'd like to add, David?
No.
Okay, well, thank you both so much for coming in here this morning.
Thanks for having us.
We've been speaking with Chris Washko, Student Services Manager over at UAS, and the Grants Manager, David Feltz. It is not too late to enroll. You can just give UAS a call.